This is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben. It's Tom from Signature Granite.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
It's outrageously busy, to be honest, but it's doing okay. Busy.
My wife's upstairs. I'm at the hospital.
I heard she's giving birth. So. I think you've got a more hectic day than me, so I'll shut up on that one. How are you doing, brother?
Nah, you're cool, man. Good.
First kid, or?
First. Yep. Little boy. First one.
Cool. Congratulations.
Thank you. So, I'm going to be here a while. They didn't even start yet.
All right. So let's go over your file real quick. And just to kind of introduce ourselves and myself and the company, Bank of Cardiff, we've been in business 12 years. We've done business with Regent Stone Products for about six. I help run Bank of Cardiff's equipment financing and leasing division for both working capital and equipment for stone businesses. So I'm pretty familiar with your line of business.
Okay.
So I've got the facts over from the bank statements. I spoke to, what was the girl's name in your office? I apologize. I don't have it on hand.
Amy.
So I got her bank statements. And so you're looking for the Husky Bridge saw, correct?
Yeah, with the program of, because I have an e-template already. I already have a laser, measured already. So
okay.
I want to be able to send it to the saw directly.
Gotcha. Okay. And I'm just, these bank statements are kind of, they came in the opposite direction. No, it's not her fault. It's the facts. So I've got everything here. I just had a few basic questions for you. So the first question I have is, you have a payment coming out of your bank account from Marlin Business Bank.
I think they're out of a laser templater.
Oh, okay, cool. And so you have a.
I'm almost done with it.
Oh, all right.
I'm almost. I can get you the.
I don't need the reference.
Yeah, it's the laser templater.
Okay, not a problem. So, and then I also see you have a payment from a company called First Fed Leasing.
For what, like $400? That's probably my forklift.
Your forklift. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Almost done with that as well, which is,
cool.
I think total, Amy, we can get you the, if you need the, what's left on them. But
I don't.
That's where I'm at right now, is to try to figure out, exactly what I could put down a good amount of money to make the payments less, and that's what I'm, planning on doing, is and obviously, trying to get it, obviously, is the one thing, but not having the high payments of the full amount. So I would definitely come up with probably at least $20,000 to put down, which is almost 40% or something. So
yeah, so let's kind of go over your business and figure out what you need. The way I work is I'm going to ask you some questions, walk you through a few different programs. There's no incentive for us to provide you with A program or B program. We're going to give you a few options, work backwards, and then you're going to decide, what works best for you. So the first question I have for you is more really about why you're getting this saw. Why are you getting this saw right now? What does it do? Are you doing it because you're subcontracting? What are you doing?
I do four Lowe's home improvements in the area. I can't cut them fast. I can't cut or put them in fast enough. I mean, not just because of them, but because of, I've been in business such a while. I don't do any advertising. It's just word of mouth. And, we use I have three Blue Ripper saws. I don't know if you know the Blue Ripper. They're like five grand a piece, whatever. They're rail saw. They're probably the biggest rail saw you can get as far as, I actually am an owner of the property that my business is on.
Okay.
It sits on 8.5 acres of property right next to the Ohio Turnpike, which, but the first step to getting the saw was to upgrade to three-phase power.
Okay.
So we did that last summer. We put the, and we have a three-phase. So that was kind of the first step to getting, the Blue Ripper is just even though it's a five-horse saw, it's only a two-phase saw. So anything bigger than a five-horsepower, you need three-phase. And it's just, we're just can't cut them fast enough. It's pretty much the gist of it.
It's growing businesses.
Not a bad.
Growing businesses, the average customer is working with me, and the way that I like to say it is, my average customer that used to do 300,000, they're doing 600,000. The average customer I'm doing 600,000, they're doing close to, you know, they're doubling, they're doing 1.2. I just did a loan for a customer for a really big CNC, and they've gone from about, I don't know, about 4 million to 7. So, and this is, growth is the huge, yeah, the growth is awesome, and it's the most important thing right now. So in terms of down payments, just so you know, we can take a down payment. I want to walk you through different few different programs, and I also want to understand your payment comfortability level and kind of work back from there. So on this saw, what kind of payment do you have in mind? What are you trying to manage?
Well, I mean, like I think my forklift's like 400 and some 800 or 485 a month, or whatever. I mean, we can manage 1,000 a month.
Okay.
But I don't want, you know, I don't want to get to that point, because we do, like I said, I'm purchased, whatever on the property, but it's worth that much. You know, like I'm not just renting. Every time I make a payment to the bank for my property or my rent, whatever you want to call it, it goes to me, you know, to my principal towards the property. So
correct.
I have, you know, that's where we were at is, you know, if you finance and it just gives you a little, but I don't want to rely on that. We actually want to put a good amount down. I mean, I've been saving, you know, I already have 10 grand, you know,
okay.
And not to mention, you know, like you're telling me, I know what you're telling me, is it worth putting that down or just making payments?
To walk you through, and I think there's a common misperception, and this is what I see a lot of, and I'm more than happy to give you whatever option you want, but I think what's most appropriate is to give every business owner a few options without overwhelming them. Just like you want to give customers a few options of stone, you don't want to give them 10,000 options, but you want to have them make, you know, the best choice for their business. So when you talk about typical business or consumer loans, they have a huge what's called equity component. And that means for the lender to even start the conversation and talk to you, they want a buffer. They want the ability to say, hey, look, if something goes south, there's some skin in the game here. There's some cash here where this customer is not going to, you know, they're going to pick up the phone or they have something to lose. We offer programs with that quote-unquote skin in the game program. Most of our programs don't require money down. And I think when you talk about a no money down or just say a one or two payment down scenario, when you talk about that little down, most customers are used to very heavy fees, kind of like a mortgage insurance scenario, which is not applicable for equipment financing. For equipment financing, it's not going to make a material difference for your saw on whether you put money down or not. I can work backwards from there, but you're not going to get a better or worse deal by having equity into the equipment. And the reason behind that is we base our programs primarily on cash flow, and we're also financing a lot of non-recoverable costs. Shipping, install, things, we're not just lending on that hard asset. So you said you would, you know, the saw costs about 55 grand, correct?
Yeah.
And you said, you know, you've got 10,000 to put, 1,000 is kind of your peak, but you definitely don't want to be there. What is a comfortable payment that you're looking to manage?
I'd say between about 700 a month.
Okay.
You know, I don't mean, but I look at that like a vanity, you know, but I also don't want to, my goal is not to owe people money, you know, just like some of my stone suppliers, you know, I try to pay them down and they're like, oh, we have Santa, we have this, we'll send you two bundles. You know, they're literally just, they push. And I have to tell them no, because I'm like, listen, my goal is not to owe people money. You know, that's not what I want. I want to own what I have. But I understand not sometimes with, you know, it's different than, you know, putting money towards a house, you know, where the more you put down, the less your payments are going to be. And that's what we did with the laser, with the Marlin, you know, Marlin banking or whatever. And, you know, we're almost out of the 30, I think it's 30 some thousand. We're down to like, I think below 10, you know, or 8 even.
Okay.
And you know, that's with just paying the normal payments. But
okay.
You know, I do like to pay, you know, like, you know, if we don't put any money down, you can all, you know, there's always the option of paying two payments or paying more on the payment or whatever. I don't want to have a payment for the next, you know, 20 years either, or even 5 years, you know.
Okay.
I would like to own the saw in less than 2 years, you know, worst case, just, you know, I don't know, and that's where maybe putting the money down or something down or whatever would make that doable, you know. just saying, like 1,000 times 12 is only, you know, that times 2 is 24,000. Saw is double that, you know.
Correct. So you just want, I think you just want some advice of what's available to your business in a timely manner, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to pay over 10 years or even, you know, I'd rather put 20% down, you know, 10, 20 grand and then pay the payments that, you know, 700 a month and then also be able to own it in 2 to 3 years.
Okay. You know? So let's kind of go through that math because it's important to go over. If you're putting $700 a month over 36 months, without any type of finance charges, that's a payback of $25,200. So if the saw is $55,000, you still really won't be there. But I kind of want to give you my thoughts and without overwhelming you, because I think it sounds like you've done some loans that are smaller before, but you haven't taken down a piece of equipment that's big, correct?
No, all the loans that I've taken, you know, like we had to get loans for like not just power, but my property had some other things that it needed. So they're mostly just like loans for like expansion. Never, other than the forklift and the e-template, I own everything, my trucks, my saws, my, you know what I mean? Everything.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here's what I would tell you with, and ultimately I just want to give you the best possible approval in the quickest amount of time so you can order the saw. Do you know if the saw is in stock or no?
No idea.
No idea. Okay.
And I'm not expecting to get it tomorrow, and I don't want it tomorrow. I do, but I don't. You know, I want to, like I said, know what my everything is. I mean, I do want it. I have funds saved for it. I just didn't know if it would be worth to, like, I trust you. And you sound, I know, I mean, I'm 34 years old, man. You sound like you're, you know, like you're young. You know, how old are you?
I'm 32. No, it's fine. I'm 32. I started working with some vendors randomly here. The vendors that I provide financing for are Regent Stone Products, Braxton Bragg, Global Equipment Group, PB Marble Services, Poseidon Machinery. Pretty much I live, breathe, sleep, and eat the stone world. I'm at the shows. I actually pay for a booth out there. And I like to give people some valuable feedback. I'm not their problem solver, but I like to give them some honest feedback instead of just saying, hey, let me take your money, because I'm actually with these transactions from start to finish. I've seen people do great. I've seen people do horribly. And I want to give people my thoughts of what's available for them and what makes sense on a business basis. So I'm looking at your checking account, and I see a lot of money in, a lot of money out. I also see that your business did a lot of money in the month of May. And so there's about $27,000 at the end of May. This is a business loan, so I'm assuming when you reference other money, you have some other liquidity in you have some money personally, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Here's my thought, though, and this is just my general idea. I also help underwrite transactions. It's borderline insane for us to ask you for $20,000, and here's the reason why. The bank account this year has had some overdrafts. Not a huge issue, but these things do happen. In the beginning of February, or so the beginning of March, the statement started with $800. It ended with 22. Then you go from 22, ended with 9 in the month of April. But the minimum balance in April, just, you know, your account got down to $631. And then one of the days. And then, you know, in the month of May, you had some really, really big jobs. It looks like that's where all your additional cash came from, correct?
Yeah, we were slow for a little bit. I mean, it was,
but your business is growing.
I have 8 employees. You know, it's tough to, I mean, when you have back cash flow and kind of drain it, you know, when you're slow.
I have a lot of customers who have worked with Lowe's. I know they throw a lot of work, but I also know some of these big stores don't necessarily pay on time. They kind of sometimes...
They owed me like $22,000 the 1 week, and they're telling me they didn't process the payment, you know, and I'm trying to cover payroll of $9,000 or whatever.
Yeah, you can't bounce labor. Labor is the one thing you cannot bounce. All the customers I work with tell me, if you bounce labor, you're done. So here's my thought process with your business, and kind of also long term. I don't know. Are you looking at CNC machines in the near future or no?
Not near, but yeah, and you know that's obviously the goal. You know, but
okay.
I do need a bridge saw. You know,
okay.
I don't. You know, I looked at CNCs. I went to the show last year in Vegas. I didn't go this year because
okay.
I've had other stuff going on. But I was looking at Northwood and.
Can you give me 10 seconds? I've got someone just beeping through. It keeps on beeping. Just give me 10 seconds. I'm going to tell them I'll call them back. There's been a few calls. If not, this beep will drive me crazy. I'm hearing it, but you aren't. Give me 10 seconds here. Give me 10 seconds. You still with me?
Yep.
Perfect. So you said you were at the show and you looked at Northwood. Which is kind of the next step.
American. Yeah, it is. It is. You know, but I don't want to buy the ultimate fab machine, you know, with the saw and the, you know, like I think that's just like a backup bridge saw per se. And you're spending the money for, you know, I would just want a straight CNC with a separate bridge saw, which I'm trying to get now, you know. Okay. And
perfect. So here's my thoughts, and just my goal is not to give you advice. I'm not a loan consultant, but I can just, based on my experience working with hundreds of fabricators such as yourself, here's my thought. More than happy to take your $20,000. You're really dead set on that, or your $30,000, we'll take it. Why wouldn't we? It's more skin in the game from you. I don't think it's kind of robbing you of your liquidity. And one of the things that's really important to business owners, I'm sure you'll need additional loans in the future, additional opportunities. And if we drain all your liquidity to get you the payment you want, it'll be great for you now, but it can have horrible, horrible consequences. Here is my thought process on what the most appropriate product for your business is. I haven't gotten you an approval because I just got the bank statements, but I just want to walk you through it. The standard program we have is called an equipment finance agreement. This is a fixed payment program. Just for your reference, your credit score is, I think, a 687, which is kind of middle of the pack. I'm sure you're aware of that, correct?
Yeah.
And you don't have bad credit. It's growing over time. And so you have like one little small medical collection, but that's not a huge concern.
Yeah.
And so the appropriate product for you is called an equipment finance agreement, which means you own the equipment and you have a fixed monthly payment note. We can approve your file without a lot of hoops. So I can get you approved by tomorrow. I don't need your tax returns. I don't need all your files. You don't need to jump through a lot of things. In terms of structure, 2 through 5 years is generally the term length. Most customers who are doing this larger purchase for the first time tend to do 5 years, although I can provide you with a few different options and you can work backwards. The standard amount due at signing is a first and last payment, which means you are prepaying your first monthly payment and your last monthly payment, and also a small one-time documentation fee. Now, I'm going to give you a bit of sticker shock on how this pricing looks on a standard saw that's about 55 grand, just so you can understand, and then we can work backwards, okay?
Okay.
So, and these are reasonable terms I'm quoting you. I'm not quoting you terms that you can't get or you won't get. These are reasonable terms. So pretty much on a saw of this cost, you should expect your payment to be around, I'd say, $1,225 to $1,250. If you did a first and last payment due at signing for the longest term possible, which is 5 years. As an FYI, I do know that a lot of suppliers are super aggressive trying to get money onto customers' lots with consignment. I know that industry. I don't know if you know that works for some people. It doesn't work for others.
I stopped it. I stopped consignment. I can't do it anymore.
Correct.
For my stone? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. I know customers that vendors that do that.
Yeah. Drug dealers. They just push.
Yeah, they're salespeople.
No, I know. Yeah, but I'm a salesperson too. But
more an aggressive salesperson.
Yeah, very, very aggressive.
Okay.
But so sorry to keep interrupting you.
No, it's okay. I appreciate the frankness. It's the way I kind of operate. So I think with your transaction, we can take all your money. You can give us more money. It's not going to make a more material difference. On the flip side also, you're looking to buy a CNC in the future. As an FYI, and I tell this to a lot of customers, you will reach a point where your business credit, your personal credit is absolutely meaningless. It just starts the conversation. If you are looking to take down something down of like $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 in the future, it doesn't even matter if you have perfect personal credit. What's really important is business credit references of a sizable amount. Just so you know, there is no incentive for me to give you a $10,000 loan versus a $200,000 loan. We get paid the same for funding the unit and keeping the vendor, Regent Stone Products, happy. I'm just giving you the information at your disposal. So to walk backwards, if you did pretty much a first and last month payment due at signing and had 58 remaining payments, you're looking at the payments in the low to mid 12s. Now, that's on the $55,000 saw, assuming that includes installation and delivery. Let me also kind of work backwards and tell you what some of my thoughts are if you financed the full amount, but put some money down to us in another scenario, okay?
Yeah.
So let's just say...
What number are you going to put?
You know, I think I'm going to use 20% down, which is $11,000. I can do it for you. I'm not here to turn away a potential customer, but just, you know, it does make me a bit queasy to say to a customer and say, hey, look, yeah, give me your $30,000 when I know about the industry, when I know that the banks fluctuate. I don't think that's fair to a customer. I really don't, but ultimately,
no,
I'm not here to,
trust
to
me,
be...
Man. I'm trusting
yeah,
you, man.
Not here to be judge, jury, and executioner. So
I'd rather do the long term at this point, like you're telling me, and worst case, I can always make extra payments. I mean...
We have certain programs that you can get a discount for paying off early. I can structure a program like that and give you the best advice. But let me just give you the other numbers on how it looks, say, on a different structure. So let's talk about, you say, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to put $11,000 down. I think that makes better sense for my business. Your payments probably, and this is just off the top of my head, your payment is probably going to be around, I'd say, $800 a month, which if you're comfortable doing that, that's somewhere where your payment is dropped significantly, but you're not forking out a lot of money. My whole issue is that if you give us $20,000, that does basically siphon off all the liquidity. And knowing that you do business with Lowe's and some of these bigger companies, I have had customers that say, you know, it is sometimes a pain in the butt to collect, and their liquidity, it's really a selling point for them, and yeah. To drain that all, I don't think is appropriate.
Well, and that would still be for the 5 years?
That'd be for the 5 years if you finance the full amount. I think it's kind of two halves, one dozen, because if you put, you know, just to give you an idea, if you put $11,000 down, or that'd be $11,000 as a first payment, I'm sorry, so... Mm-hmm. If you put that down, you're basically putting
the whole year's. It's almost the whole year's worth of payments. Well,
correct.
Not
I
really,
think
but.
What I would suggest is there's a lot of ways to dice and slice transactions, but I don't like to overwhelm customers with doing anything exotic. That's a huge problem in the loan business. Where my customers find success is not doing what's called chasing. And chasing is when a customer gets a 2-year term with intention to pay it off in 1 year, or gets a 5-year term that wants to pay it off in 2 years, or gets a 3-year term and then wants to refinance. And it's this, they can't even run their business because they're constantly chasing this elusive goal. And oftentimes, I mean, I had a customer where I just told them, they're like, well, I want to pay this loan off early. I'm like, well, your program is set up that way. But at the end of the day, their discount, they have a larger loan, they would save like $5,000 to pay off $50,000 in like 3 years. And like, well, we're just going to reinvest this capital because it doesn't make sense. And I think for a lot of the customers that I work with, it really comes down to what are they spending on labor? Where is the stopgap in their business? And really addressing that concern. I can also give you some terms, by the way, on say a 2-year term, but you're going to have a real sticker shock. So let me do that. But just keep in mind, you're going to have a pretty big sticker shock here. Okay.
It's probably going to what? Now go ahead. I'm guessing 2,500, but.
Well, let's look at that math, right? So if you're at, let's see. So if your payment is $2,200, $2,200 times 2 years is $52,800. You wouldn't even be you wouldn't even be covering the cost of the saw. And I think since this is a larger purchase for you, you know, you're going to get hit with a really big sticker shock. So do you mind if I ask you just a few basic qualification questions and give you some advice?
Go ahead.
How quickly do you think you could pay this off, or and what are you spending per month by not having this all in terms of labor costs?
Everything needs to be touched extra. The splash is cut. The you know the heights are different on the site. They have the rail. It's not even the time in the shop. It's sometimes just you know the shit, man.
If you had to put a dollar price per day or per week or per job or per month, what would you estimate?
It has to be $400 to $500 a week. I'm not even kidding you. Like, whether it's the, you know, if the even a 25, 26 inch cut, you know, the saw, the rail, it'll tail. And, you know, if it's a panel, I gotta, you know, and we have it, we have to, some, I mean, we've broken pieces because, you know, it just, because it's, I don't know. That's where I'm at. That's why, you know, so, like I said, I got three Blue Rippers. It's the biggest saw you can buy other than buying a rail, you know, a bridge saw. And, you know, I've outgrown them. I mean, not just the cutting and the setting the rails and the guy running the saw, but the actual product itself, you know, the final product, you know.
Okay. By the way, look, if you address these concerns first, you know, you make people a lot happier in the long run. It's fine. There's a lot of challenges to running a business. Believe me, I know it's not easy for the customers that I work with. It's a constant battle, but hey, it's fun at the end of the day. With your business, here's my suggestion. I have one question for you. You're an LLC right now. I saw in your bank statements. Have you always been an LLC, or were you a sole proprietorship prior to this?
I'm an LLC, but I'm the only
sole member.
You know,
I know, but was your business always an LLC, or was it a sole proprietorship prior to?
It was always an LLC.
Okay. Here's my thought process, based on what you're telling me, kind of lining these payments up, because like I said, I don't like to throw exotic things at people. I think it's not appropriate. The most appropriate product for you is a 3 or 4 year term. If you do something as short as, and it's basically 2 halves, 1 dozen, you want to, if you pay 20 grand up front, you know, someone says, hey, I want to lower my payment because I want a low payment, but they're willing to pay 20 grand up front. Well, I'm like, well, just take the 20 grand, don't pay it up front, and use that and add that to the monthly payment. It's that money is better spent by you than giving it on a program, because you don't need to do this on this program, and not putting a lot of money down doesn't hurt you. That's the most important thing. So here's my thought process. You should probably do a 3 or 4 year term. That is the most appropriate product for you. You don't. It sounds like you have the ability, number one, to pay this off quicker and some extra liquidity. So you have the ability to pay this off quicker over 5 years. And why be on the hook for a 5-year term unless you need to? At the same time, I think if I hit you with a 2-year term, yeah, you got 20 grand. That's a year of payments, but that's a very, very high payment. Most importantly, it's a very, very high payment if you don't have one of these saws or a similar piece of equipment. If you had a backsplash machine at 3 grand a month, I'd feel comfortable and I'd say, hey, that's a great thing, but it's a big jump. And so I think what's appropriate is probably a 3 or 4 year term. It's the ability to manage a slightly higher payment than a 5-year term and save money on the cost, but at the same time, not have to do a 2-year term. I'm also going to provide for you 2 options, one with some money down, one without really any money down. I'll throw both options at you in writing, and then you can decide, hey, this is what I want to do, or hey, that's what I want to do, and then hopefully we can make, you know, a good call for you. In terms of funding, you know, I would expect approval to be in for you tomorrow morning, and it's going to go into your business credit, by the way, not your personal, and your funding could be as released as early as, say, Friday afternoon, and I can also get a lead time from your vendor. You're with Riscott at Regent, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get you awesome. A lead time. Yeah, really nice guy. I can get you a lead time. And like I said, I'll give you a couple options without overwhelming you. But this idea of this huge down payment, I would just kind of like you to marinate on it. We're more than happy to take your money.
I mean, I appreciate your honesty. That's what I tell people. Like, when they're like, I'm like, I need half down and half when we're done. They're like, can I pay in full? I'm like, you can, but you also don't have to. You know, there's a reason that we ask for half down. It gives you a peace of mind. You don't, you know, and also, you know, it goes both ways, you know, and so, but yeah. I agree. I mean, I appreciate you being, I mean, you sound like a straightforward guy, man, and, you know,
we try to do really well by our clients. I think your whole, there's nothing wrong with it. You're used to a loan product where if you go buy a house, you cannot start the conversation without a huge amount of money down. It just starts the conversation. But,
right.
Or you're going to get into a program with mortgage insurance and all these hoops to jump through, and it's not fun. With equipment financing, it really doesn't work that way. And I also think, since you are planning a CNC, it's probably a better reference point for you to have a 50 or 55K financing preference than a 30K. There's a big difference there. But
it builds my credit up a little. Shows, yeah, I got you.
It shows your business credit. It doesn't have anything to do with your personal credit, by the way.
Yeah.
Nothing. So this will only go on your business credit, but it will be a reference point. But what I'll do is I'll put your approval together. I know you've got a long day in front of you, but I'll put your approval together. I'll get your approval together with a few options tomorrow. I'll give you a call tomorrow to go over some options. I'll get the final cost, including shipping and install for Regent, and then we can go over a few options and say, here's some money down, here's not a lot of money down, and then you can choose, okay, this works best for me.
All right. I really appreciate this.
Yeah, absolutely. What time works to give you a call tomorrow?
Well, you're, what, 3 hours behind? No.
Yes.
You're in Cali?
I am.
No, Sharks fan, are you? I'm just messing with you.
San Jose Sharks?
Yeah, where are you at? Where are you located?
I have a Golds jersey just because I went to the game one time, but I'm not a huge hockey fan. My brother is. I'm in San Diego.
That's cool. It's just funny because the Sharks are playing, and then the Cavs are playing Golden State. So it's like, you know, I'm directly in between Cleveland and Pittsburgh. So I was just messing with you. I'm a diehard Penguins fan. I'm a hockey player. So.
Oh, cool. Are people going crazy because of the Cavs?
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't burn the city down. They're maniacs. There's a parade today, and there's like a million people. You know, I get it, but come on. You know,
you gotta go to work.
So, yeah, I didn't get to go to the Penguins one, but there was 400,000 people. I like people, but I don't like people that much. You know, and you know,
I don't like the heat of parades. That's what I don't like. I don't like being stuck there. It's horrific. And here's the problem. People are fine until someone loses their cool.
Oh yeah, they're idiots. People are idiots.
Yeah, throw a little alcohol in there. Yeah, throw a little alcohol, little dose of alcohol, little dose of testosterone. Oh yeah, people get friendly. Congrats once again on first kid. That's awesome.
Call me. I mean, I don't. Back to your time.
I start my day at about 6:30.
All right. Well, I'll be up and at them by then. So just give me a call, and are you going to email me the numbers on the other?
Yeah. What I'll do is this. I'm going to get your file submitted right now. I just wanted to confirm a few pieces of information. And you're keeping all the Blue Rippers, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get this submitted. Go over some options, and then look. Hey, give you a few different options of money down, not money down. And then email you and call you and hopefully get your transaction wrapped up tomorrow morning.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You got it, brother. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yep. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.